Hey, welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. Today we're going to talk about creativity. We're going to talk about all these talents and skills that people have. And, you know, the question that, you know, we always need to answer, I think, is how do we convert some of this creativity into economic value? How do we turn it into products and services and jobs and wealth? It's interesting in these days, when especially with the coronavirus pandemic, that so many people are using the time that they have to make fun and to create laughter, which is great. You know, you see all these memes and these videos. People are converting their, you could say, their boredom into creative ideas, into ways that connect with people around them. And this is fantastic. But there's also a serious reality that our communities will face when this crisis is gone. There's a reality that there's going to be the need for jobs. There's going to be the need for mechanisms to create wealth and to take people out of challenging situations where, you know, they can't pay their bills, where they can't pay buy food, they can't meet their basic requirements because the economy has contracted, and it will need creative ways, creative options to take people out of these situations. And therefore the question of how do we convert this creativity and this ingenuity that we're seeing into economic value is very relevant, is very important, and something that I don't think many people pause to question. They don't pause to wonder if the guy who is creating the funniest video is able to convert that idea or to convert that energy into something that is solution oriented. Would they be able to do the same thing if given a problem, right, that needs a solution for a community, for an economy? Would they be able to generate the same level of creativity and ingenuity in order to get the desired outcome? And in some cases, the answer is going to be no, because there is no frivolity. It is not intended to create a laugh. It is not intended to just be a passing activity. And therefore, it might not trigger the outcomes that somebody like me looking on and saying, hey, how can we make that happen? How can we solve that problem? That particular person might not be a part of that team. The other piece of it is that they might not necessarily be committed to that either. It's one thing when you're being frivolous, when all that you want is just on the spur of the moment to act on an impulse, right? The impulse might definitely show signs of creativity, but it's not intended to do anything more. It is not something that you wake up every morning thinking, hey, what can I come up with today, or what can I build on today? And it begs the question also of the appreciation of time. One of the things that this coronavirus pandemic is showing all of us, some will see it, some will not, is there is an opportunity to take advantage of the time that we are being provided with. Many people previously had so much going on, some things that were creating value and some things that weren't. But here's an opportunity to use this time to address some of these ideas, address some of these needs, right? And unless the consideration is around finding solution, it's very likely that time is going to slide on by And, you know, we're going to get back to the excuse that I don't have enough time, which you and I know isn't always the truth, right? It isn't always the truth. I believe that we comply with the law of, you know, relative importance, and therefore we allocate our time and resources to things that at that point in time we consider to be more important than doing something else. You know, some people call it procrastination, some people call it a lack of planning and organization. But it is true that we apply our time in a way that is relatively important to one thing versus another at a particular moment. So what we want to take away from Real Talk today is a question and a challenge to ourselves of how do we turn our creativity as a people into more value? Yes, we want to make sure that people are still laughing and people are still finding fun in their lives. But when times are tough and things are challenging, we're gonna have to think of ways to solve those challenges. There's an opportunity to collaborate, and that's something that I think we have to think about. So think about how your creative idea, when fused with somebody else's creative idea, could form something that is mind-blowing. And maybe the last thing before we check out is, how do we fertilize, how do we stimulate creativity and sustain it? Are there ways that we can ensure that that guy who is talented in an artistic way is encouraged either through programs or through just human connection? We as a people have to think of how we fertilize and stimulate creativity so that we can find solutions for ourselves, for our families, for our world. We don't have a choice because that's where we're at. Sometimes when the situation seems a little rosy, we tend to be able to push some of these things to the background. But on Real Talk, we know we have to address the issues front on, center on. Thanks for listening to this podcast. It's a pleasure having you here. We look forward to hearing from you. So leave us a comment, right? Send us a note, and hopefully we'll get you on another podcast soon. This is Donovan Simon again. We're checking out on Real Talk. Take care.